I think he's coming more familiar with the players. I think he's becoming more familiar with the guys that are out there. Some of the things that we like to do, some things we're not necessarily good at. I think he's becoming more confident in what we can do. And we've shown it, you know, on a consistent basis. We have to continue to improve, continue to do things to continue to build off of that. And, you know, hopefully we'll continue to gel and we continue to get better and we'll be able to see those results on the field. I think everybody's getting a little bit more comfortable in what is necessary for us to win. As far as, like, defense, we got guys out there anticipating routes, anticipating plays, guys out there just playing with fanatical effort. I think that's huge in our success. I think that we've definitely made some strides in communication, and we're going to continue to build on those things. Despite, you know, we held the Cowboys to 17 points. It's great. It was awesome. But, you know, we didn't find a way to win the game. So ultimately, we're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to work hard at what we've been doing, continue to build off those things, and hopefully we can get a win this Sunday. But we got to understand that every week is different. You know, Eli's going to bring a different element to the game than what Romo did last week. Each week is different. We understand that, and every team is going to bring a different way of attacking us and attacking this defense. And we know that Eli likes to go up top. He's been a great. He has his great accuracy in fade balls, and we understand that he wants to go down the field. And he's one of the most accurate quarterbacks going down the field. We understand that, and we just have to continue to build on what we've already built on when we went out there. But we have to get a little bit better in communicating, have to get a little bit better in our techniques. You know, it's always been for improvement, so we're going to continue to build each and every day.
From a player perspective, it's just that everywhere you go, you have to work hard and to some capacity and some extent. You know, over there, that Tom Coughlin's very strict, as everybody knows, so that's a different atmosphere, that's a different vibe. But regardless, you got to work hard, and then you just learn the nature of the beast, which is the NFL. You know, it's cutthroat. It's no matter how well you perform, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. And so you can never control what you can control. That's the motto to the NFL. And all I can control is my play. So now I got to go out this week, play a very good game, and just hope for the best.
Does it take time to get back remembering the defense?
I never really forgot it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Coach Davis, the DC here, him and I are very close. And so I never really forgot the defense. I mean, I say I was going to do the defense this week either way. I was going to be on the Phillies defense, either on scout team in New York or on the active roster in Philadelphia. I obviously know it fairly well. At the same time, though, the offensive coaches, they know just about everything I know. Our verbiage is just different. You know, I know what the Giants may have called it, whereas the offensive coaches, they call it a particular thing. And so I'm sure they may pick my brain throughout the week, but they get paid as well, so they know exactly what they're doing.